Mako Tailor still very much remain as a bespoke tailoring house. We use only premium fabrics, including the inner linings and the haberdasheries. It is a bespoke tailoring house that stands very much firmly on traditional values and respecting the art of bespoke tailoring, but infusing that innovation and the creativity and the design element that has a slice of me as a second generation.
All our suits are full canvas. You know, whether it's a lady suit or men suit, all are 100% full canvas, all hand stitched. So this kind of suit will last for dry cleaning, won't come out, barber won't run out of shape. This is a very important part.
This is the question that I also ask Baba. So Baba, why don't you do feels is faster? Then the answer he gave me is that customer pay a price, we have to give customer the value that they paid for.
No, I strongly upset. No.
Yeah,
In fact, lower range, you use a fuse. Said no. So we don't mess our brand. Canvas is without any fuse, glues. It's kind of soft and breathable kind of fabric. If the fine material, you're going to fuse it, then you spoil the material itself. We train our sewer able to finish the whole suit. Therefore, they are not only doing part.
More importantly, is the consistency in stitching. Most part of a jacket is hand-stitched. So if we were to split the job amongst 2 to 3 people, the hand feel is very different. So I think that's the reason why in the traditional bespoke tailoring way, it's always one person completing one suit. And that has always been the way that has been taught when he was taking his apprenticeship. I mean, I have a lot of stories from him. And that is how he has also taught his apprentice. Right?
Yeah,
right.
This is the two-piece suit and the double-breasted top. This suit made by Roro Piana Fabrics, medium grey with the broad lapels. The pants also with turned-up cuffs and slim bottom. And the tie is a Roro Piana fabric, so it's a very elegant. This jacket is wool and mohair fabric. When you touch, you can feel a little bit stiffer, but doesn't get wrinkled easily. You know, it's a very durable fabric. So now this one we make into a single blazer with 2 buttons and with the pig lapels. So this suit also have contrast mirroring button on at the lapels. The last buttonhole also have contrast. And the 4 buttons together we call kiss buttons. My friend recommended me to one of the famous coat maker in Singapore. My master is called Mr. Xia. Every day, never non-stop, day and night. If he didn't stop, I also never stop. You work until 12, I also work until 12. And
I also work until 12 now.
So he followed my style. No, sorry, no try. Yeah. Then after some time, one day, I'm thinking I should have my own shop. So fortunately, I get one small area in Geylang Lorong 3. In Geylang there, we work for 5 years. So the area government taking over to redevelop. So the government gave us a new area at this Haokang Street 31. And in Geylang, the renter is just $500. For us, it's, that time is also already quite high. But the government replaced us a shop in Haokang Kovan City. The renter start from 2007. We husband and wife struggle a lot that time. And then one day, there's one customer come in to us, make suits. He liked my cutting, my service. That time was 1986. The friend bring me to this Pan Pacific Hotel. And that time, I run the business always in the housing estate area, seldom use English. That's a big challenge for me. Okay, once I sign, contract sign, this gentleman give me a big order because he is a Pan Pacific purchasing director. We run for another 2-3 years. I expand again. In 3 years' time, I open another 3 tailor shops. But that 3 tailor shops doesn't do well. So we close out the 3. So that time, my wife take care of Kovan City. I myself at the Pan Pacific Hotel suffer for 6 years to recover the 3 shops loss.
Mom has played a very pivotal role in Dad's career or the family business because they grow the business from start, 1977. So she was taking care of us, you know, myself, my brother, at the same time taking care of the business. So Mom is quite a good salesperson. Yeah, yes. She is a very, very good salesperson. Yes. She can really persuade and even help to like style our customers. So maybe I get that styling bit a bit from my mom's side of things. My memory of my childhood is quite vivid. After school, I come back is to really help out at the shop, you know. As I grow older, then that's where I come in to help with the measurement. So mom taught me all this. So since joining the family business and as a former marketer myself, one of the key things is to really look at the competitive landscape, right? So I did a bit of that analysis, and of course there are a lot of haters comments out there, like you cannot stop them. But one of them bothered me quite a fair bit. It says that, oh, you know, Miko Taylor, Uncle Chong is a kampong tailor. I can definitely say my dad is not a kampong tailor, because if you ask him to do a new design, he can straight away know how to engineer the cut. He is also constantly innovating himself and challenging himself to like break through the old methods of cutting. So a kampong tailor would never be able to do that. Yes, Singapore has a kampong spirit, but the kampong spirit is about bringing people together. I like to keep that kampong spirit of us being that Singapore homegrown tailor. We are a heritage tailor with a lot of modern vibes and modern sensibilities. So that modern vibes and that modern sensibilities is what prompted me to look at a rebranding of Miko. So today we have our main atelier at Pan Pac. The new atelier at Boat Quay really is to serve the new generation of clientele, and the clientele that is also very close to my heart, and that's ladies. It's actually one of my designs that I submitted for the Singapore Fashion Council Kebaya Reimagine in 2023. So it was voted as one of the top 5 designs. What you can see here is a 3-piece suit whereby we have our signature high collar jacket, bustier top, as well as a pants with a bit of a sash here. So that makes kebaya a little bit more interesting to wear versus the traditional kebaya. So this is one of my last year's Ultra Lux Fashion Runway pieces. So it's a patchwork denim that is from surplus of some of the denim jeans that we've made, or chambray's denim jackets that we have actually made. So I drew out this design and I showed my father. Then he said, denim, it doesn't have the elegance of like a black tie. Then I added this twig, which is more for female. Then he would say, but this is a female fabric. Are you sure men would wear this kind of fabric? And we are tailor, you know. We should make fresh clothes out from fresh bale of cloth. Why patch? As much as dad will say, this cannot, that cannot, are you sure? He will challenge me. At the end of it, he still go with his daughter. Okay, 我帮你做. And that spent 3 days, 3 nights, just to do the patching, no?
I hope many Singaporeans have Miko Taylor suits in their wardrobe. Until now, because I'm still learning.
76 years old, you're still learning?
Because fashion never ends. So I'm still learning what is the latest. You know, what can I improve again? Now Miko Taylor, she also the director.
My father.
She also the director, one of the director in Miko Taylor. So of course we work very closely. Of course certain time we still got some argument. The objective are actually the same, to get the business grow the company grew, that's an important part. In my mind, I haven't think about this retire option yet. If I say retire, what am I going to do? Sitting out there watch the wall? How many times go travel can I do? Now I work as interest or hobby. So I will keep on work until my body can't accept already. Then that time I got to decide to retire. 你是有那个能力的，一定能够把美可洋夫继续的经营下去的，就不用担心。 OK， 我对你有信心。
爸爸 ，Thank you， 谢谢你跟妈妈多年的付出跟辛苦。 And I will continue to work hard, 让你跟妈妈以我为荣, 让美可洋夫能够发扬光大, 不需要做很大, 就是新加坡最大就可以了。 谢谢爸爸。